News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Southwest Michigan lawmakers are looking forward to what they hope will be a busy 2018. We've caught up with several of them and learned auto insurance reform remains a priority. State Representative Dave Pagel of Berrien Springs.
There's just a lot of resistance in the legislature with some of the reps who have some ties to hospitals or the insurance industry, but I'd like us not to give up on that.
Pagel says maybe the legislature can tackle auto insurance reform step by step rather than in one fell swoop. State Senator John Prohs, meanwhile, wants to position Michigan to benefit as much as possible from the recent federal tax reforms.
My hope is that we see some real significant trickle-down benefit. Now, by that, I mean, are we going to see investment in local municipalities? Are we going to see investment in small businesses? And are we going to see people hired?
Both Prohs and Pagel want to reduce corrections costs in 2018. State Senator Tanya Shoemaker's goal for the next year is to establish a legal definition of truancy.
You can have more of an interaction when a student is truant rather than just expelling them. We need to have more of a teamwork approach between the prosecutor, the school, and the court system to find out what is going wrong in that child's life.
All three lawmakers are heading into their final year in office, being kicked out by term limits. Prohs says it's been good to work to help Southwest Michigan residents. Shoemaker hopes to be the next state attorney general, and Pagel says he could have used one more term. Everyone's being asked to be cautious this New Year's Eve, especially when it comes to alcohol. AAA's Gary Bubar tells us it's not hard to arrange for a designated driver, a place to stay overnight, or an Uber. He says it's not worth it to risk driving drunk or buzzed.
The average cost for a DUI is somewhere in the range of $10,000 to $15,000 for your first DUI.
Meanwhile, Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey reminds everyone it's stupid to ring in the new year by firing off a gun.
Nobody should shoot a firearm off. It's too dangerous, and that's no way to celebrate the new year. So please use good judgment. That's careless or reckless use of a firearm. If the police are called and we can prove that you were shooting off your firearm, you could be charged with a crime.
Bailey says at least fireworks aren't as dangerous. If you're planning to shoot off fireworks for the new year, you should at least check with your city or township to make sure they're legal. Now that the cold weather is here, homeowners have a few extra things they need to do to protect their properties. James Olison with the Home Comfort Experts in Mishawaka tells us freezing water lines are something to be afraid of when it's this cold. You'll know your lines are frozen if the water stops working. You should leave a trickle of water on if it's as cold as it is right now. Also, never turn down your heat too low.
If you're leaving and you're going to be gone for a few days, for a week, or even an entire winter season, 55 degrees really is the minimum that you should set your heat at in the house. You don't want things to freeze, and you don't want an extreme cold.
Olison tells us older homes and mobile homes are more likely to face frozen pipes. If your pipes do freeze, you could try to use a blow dryer to get the water moving again, but Olison recommends that you never use a blowtorch. He says that's necessary, just call a plumber. The Berrien County 4-H program has held its annual Member and Leader Recognition Program, honoring individuals who have worked with the 4-H recently and for the long term. At 4-H's banquet last month, Janice Gruss of Benton Harbor and Robert Losh of St. Joe were named the 2017 Berrien County Outstanding 4-H Leaders. 4-H tells us Gruss has been a leader in the Countrysiders 4-H Club for 18 years now, educating young people in projects that include the arts and crafts, clowning, leather craft, and cake decorating. Losh, meanwhile, has been a 4-H leader for more than 20 years, working with youth and woodworking. We will have a full list of all the 4-H award recipients at WSJM.com. With the 2017 tax year coming to a close, the Michigan Department of Treasury is asking state residents to consider making a contribution to the Fostering Futures Children Scholarship Trust Fund. Michigan Education Trust Executive Director Robin Lott tells us the fund helps ensure young people aging out of Michigan's foster system can go to college. It also pays for their room and board, which Lott says is essential for a kid who has nowhere else to go.
Many times, once the holidays come around, those youths don't really have anywhere to go after the school closes down, so they tend to drop out. And with this scholarship, it can help them stay in college.
Lott tells us 75% of foster kids in Michigan want to go to college, but only 10% do. Only 3% will actually graduate. She notes these kids often lack the support structures most youngsters have. The scholarship fund for them was set up in 2012. It's helped about 400 students per year since then. And New Year's Eve celebrations quickly coming up this weekend. If you're deciding on the best liquor for the festivities, liquor store owner Mo Kasha has some suggestions.
This time of the year, you know, the rumchadas. Like as far as vodkas, you know, we recommend a lot of Tito vodkas, a very nice mid-range price for a vodka that's really, really good. As far as your whiskeys, you know, you got your Buffalo Traces, I mean, Crown Apple, Captain Morgan, things like that. They're oldies, but still goodies.
Kasha tells us one of the hottest sellers this year is bourbon. It's seen a spike in popularity, not only in Michigan, but nationwide. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Bringing you a market recap and stocks of local interest for Thursday, December 28th. U.S. stocks rose in thin holiday trading. The dollar fell to its lowest level this month, while treasuries rose. Gold and oil also closed higher. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power up 40 cents at $73.64, Express One down 80 cents at $91.37, and J.P. Morgan up 56 cents at $107.78. GE down 1 cent at $17.37, IBM up 88 cents at $154.01, and Microsoft up 1 penny at $85.72. Fifth Third up 14 cents at $30.64. Chemical Financial up 19 cents at $53.98. Stryker up 49 cents at $155.64. And Whirlpool up 60 cents at $170.68. For the session, the NASDAQ was up 10 points at 6,950. The S&P 500 up nearly 5 points at 2,687. And the Dow was up 63 points at 24,837. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. President Trump remains in Florida through the new year. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with what he is up to today.
President Trump inviting about 60 members of the Coast Guard to play a bit of golf at his private club in Florida. Posing for photos near a bubbling waterfall, the president said he wanted to thank them for their response to this year's hurricanes.
The job you did in Florida, and frankly, especially the job they did, as you know, the job they did in Texas, saved 16,000 people. It's unheard of. So I just want to thank you. The Coast Guard is fantastic.
The president said it was an honor to have them at his club, and they would be back. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The frigid conditions in Boston taking their toll on the nation's fifth largest transit system. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority has spent heavily to winterize what's known as the T, since it was crippled by record-breaking snowfall in 2015. However, the agency reported severe delays on one of its lines today, citing a broken piece of track and a disabled train, among other problems. Senator Marco Rubio voted for the Republican tax overhaul this month, but now he's making some surprising comments about it. Here's ABC's Ali Rogan.
In an interview with a Florida newspaper, Rubio said he thinks the bill went too far to help corporations. He also said he doesn't think the massive corporate tax cut from 35% to 21% will lead to dramatic economic growth. Rubio is veering way off the GOP script here. President Trump and party leaders argued that a big corporate tax cut would lead businesses to expand and hire more workers. Rubio also highlighted the doubled child tax credit, which he fought for. He said this bill is still significantly better than the current tax code. Ali Rogan, ABC News, the Capitol.
A woman, her two daughters, and a niece are among the dozen victims of a fire that raced through a century-old New York City apartment building. Officials have not released the identities of the victims of Thursday night's fire. One woman told several news outlets they included her youngest daughter and three granddaughters. And she said she moved to the United States from Jamaica in the 1980s. Secretary of Defense James Mattis not commenting on the possibility of American ships policing around the Korean Peninsula. That's in light of a report indicating oil was illegally transferred to the secretive nation. Here's ABC's Elizabeth McLaughlin.
One day after President Trump slammed China over reports their ships had been caught secretly selling oil to North Korea, Defense Secretary James Mattis said he wouldn't speculate whether U.S. Navy ships would play a role in policing waters around the Korean Peninsula. Instead, Mattis praised the recent U.N. Security Council resolutions that he said put significantly more pressure on the regime.
I think you will see increased pressure.
Beijing has denied selling the oil illegally. Elizabeth McLaughlin, ABC News, The Pentagon.
A shooting in the middle of I-95 blocked traffic for hours in Virginia yesterday. Now the man police say shot at them has died. Here's ABC's Max Smith.
Police say Gregory Lee killed his wife, Melissa D, sped north on I-95 toward Washington, and leaned out the window twice in the middle of the highway to fire shots, first at a Virginia state trooper, then a Stafford County sheriff's deputy who had started chasing a few miles later.
They narrowly escaped being shot.
Corinne Geller with Virginia State Police says the bullets actually lodged in the squad car seats, but neither officer fired back, and both are safe. The 42-year-old eventually crashed and flipped his car. He died at a hospital. Busy I-95 was shut for hours. Max Smith, ABC News, Fairfax, Virginia.
At least 10 people have been killed in a shootout outside of a South Cairo church. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
Gunmen on a motorcycle opened fire outside the Mar Mina church. It's the latest attack against Egypt's Christian minority, which has been targeted by Islamic militants in a series of attacks since December 2016 that's left more than 100 dead and scores wounded. This latest attack comes days before the Coptic celebration of the New Year and Orthodox Christmas Day on January 7th.
It's ABC's Tom Rivers. And some celebrities are being recognized here at the end of the year for the good they do. Here's ABC's Christopher Watson. Where did
you go? Chance the Rapper lands atop DoSomething.org's Celebs Gone Good list of the most charitable celebrities. The 24-year-old has helped raise millions for Chicago Public Schools and has spearheaded arts education initiatives there. Singer Ariana Grande's third on the list for helping raise $13 million after the Manchester, England concert bombing. Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick is second, in part for donating $1 million to charities. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.